Boom! Welcome to Amateur Opinions Fantasy Football Show. Deuce and Easy back in it. Thank you guys for joining us. Game week 8 on the way. Interesting fixtures coming up. So we're going to get straight into it. But first of all, just ask how your week was last week.
Bad week. I've been having the past 3-4 weeks have been terrible for me. I have Saiss, who didn't play for Wolves, and they kept a clean sheet. And Maupe from... I don't know how to pronounce his name, by the way. Maupe.
Yeah, Maupe, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Maupe.
Yeah. So, Maupe, I brought him in, and since I've brought him in, he's got 2 points each week, and he didn't play. And he was looking good prior to that, you know? So...
Yeah, I remember I recommended him.
Yeah, I brought him in. He didn't play at all. So two key players didn't play for me, and Calvert-Lewin didn't score either. Everton aren't looking great, so I don't know if he's going to stay in my team. But yeah, not a great week.
Didn't Calvert-Lewin scored last week?
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he did.
And
he did.
Got 2 bonus points. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. But they... I wonder, hey, because now they have United coming up, and it's a tricky one. It's a tricky one. I'll probably hold on to it, but I have a feeling a slump is coming with them.
Yeah, me too. Especially James. I don't know if James is back. I actually didn't check. Do you know if he's back?
I didn't check. Quick. But did he not play?
Because that's important.
Did he not play?
No, he was injured. He was injured.
It's strange because he was supposed to be injured the week before, but he played, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. So he didn't play last game. It's saying he has a 75% chance of playing.
Okay, see. I was getting confused with
and Dinya is also back, so that helps in terms of creation. So let's see what happens. Anyway, let's
you had a good week, I saw. Quite a good week on your end.
Yeah. Wilson kind of saved me. And captaining Salah was also good. And the one transfer I made, which was Cancelo, helped because he got 8 points. And I who did I sell to bring him in? I think I sold Dinya. Yeah, so that was good.
Nice.
Yeah, and then Dallas for Leeds scored, so that helped as well at the back.
Leeds guys have been doing well for you, huh?
Yeah, dude. I'm just getting lucky. Love it.
Yeah, the Leeds guys have really done you solid. Anyway, let's get into it.
Yeah. All right. So for starters, I actually want to start by discussing a game that's going on, which is Spurs against West Brom. That's the first game I want to discuss. In terms of who to buy there, I think it's been well documented how bad West Brom has been at the back. You know, the last 3 game weeks before the Fulham game, there was kind of a mirage that, you know, they'd started defending much better, but that was also because of the opposition they were playing, right? So they, you know, the first couple of game weeks were against, you know, the Chelsea's, and then they played... what's this team called? Sorry, I'm blanking. Brighton. They played Brighton. They played just a couple of, like, easier games, you know. Burnley. They played Burnley. Kept it clean in that game for the first time this season. So anyway, so basically it seemed like they'd kind of made a turn. And then last week against Fulham, they just crumbled. And, you know, they conceded so many chances. And Fulham, which was just been poor as well going forward, actually scored twice. So this is a game that, you know, Chelsea scored 3 against them. Calvert-Lewin scored a hat-trick against West Brom. So that's a game I'm looking to in terms of for Spurs assets. So I've got Kane, Son, those are obvious, and then Reguilon at the back as well, because they haven't been good going forward. So if you get Reguilon and actually they're actually poor in terms of defending from their right side, which means Son plays on the left and Reguilón plays on the left. So they might have quite a bit of joy there, especially with Reguilón bombing forward, overlapping, leaving Son with a one-on-one. And sometimes, obviously, Reguilón getting the ball, crossing it in for, you know, a Kane type of guy. Bale, when he comes on, then that could be profitable for Reguilón there. Yeah, so those are my picks. And then for captain there, that's where my captain
Son
is.
Before? Because I remember you didn't have Son for some time.
Yeah. I've had Son. He's given me... I bought him, I think, the week he scored against Burnley, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So he hasn't really given me much because the last two games he hasn't had anything. But this game, but I haven't had Kane. Kane is the one I haven't had. But okay. I'm gonna bring him in this week. It's actually too risky to not have him this week because, you know, even if he doesn't do anything, I won't have any regret because I know kind of if I don't have him and everyone else does, I'm in big trouble.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Cool.
Yeah. So those are my picks there.
I already have Kane and Son in my team. I've had them for about 2-3 weeks now. I will probably look for a Spurs defender and move Saiz out now because I don't know what's happening with him.
Yeah. I mean, Wolves is another team, right, to look at because, you know, if Saiz, the kid who came on for Saiz scored, which just makes life so difficult. His name is Ait Nouri, you know, and he looked good from the... He looks like a more natural fullback. So, might be tough. Saiz has played so well this season, but who knows what's going to happen. There'll definitely be some kind of rotation there.
For sure, which is not good for managers.
No, managers not at there. All. So you're saying you're going to sell Saiz for Reguilón?
Yeah, probably. I do have two transfers this week, so...
Okay, so you're quite flexible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Midfield, I don't think I'm thinking too much. I still have Rashford, and that's another one I'm not too sure about.
So, talking of Reguilón, you know, it's between Chelsea and Tottenham in terms of the players you want. And Reguilón might actually be a better option than getting Chilwell because, you know, Sheffield are actually pretty decent defensively.
Mm.
So you might not get as much joy as Reguilón will.
So you.
But at the same time...
Yeah.
Spurs also isn't really keeping cleans. That's the main worry. So you see that you go for an almost guaranteed clean for Chelsea with the way they've been playing, or you go for hopefully a clean and probably an assist, which could be big returns for Reguilón. So it's like that. Those are the factors you have to take into account.
Yeah. Okay, so you're leaning more towards... But to sum up what you're saying, if you want points from defenders, look at Chelsea and Spurs, but you're leaning more towards Spurs.
I'm leaning towards... Chelsea's safer for me.
Okay, sorry.
You know, if Reguilón... If Reguilón... You know, I think Reguilón has a higher upside, but the safer choice would be a Chelsea guy.
Okay, with you.
So if you want to... Let's say you're trying to catch up with people, you'd go with Reguilón. If you just, but if you want, I mean, because Chilwell can still assist, right? But the chances are less likely than for Reguilón.
Cool, with you. With you, cool. Any other?
And I think looking at next week's fixture will also help because Chelsea has Newcastle and Spurs has Man City. So I think Chilwell will probably be a better option because
especially
of that.
Over
just
the course
for
of 2 weeks, right?
Short term. Yeah, exactly.
Any other defenders that catch your eye in this week's fixtures, apart from Arsenal maybe? Arsenal playing Villa?
Yeah, Arsenal-Villa. Arsenal have been very solid at the back, and they'll be wary of Aston Villa's attack, which has been pretty good of late. So I've got Rob Holding in my team. I've always had him since day one, so I'm keeping him in there. Hopefully he'll start. It'd be interesting if he does. He did start against United. It did pretty well. You know, but if you can afford a Bellerin type of guy, you can go for him. But I wouldn't really spend on a premium option for Arsenal. That's never really, you know, advisable. And yeah, so I've got that. I also have Leeds earmarked. Like, you know, Stuart Dallas scored for me last week, but the guy I actually like is Ayling, which is the right fullback. He attacks much better than, or much higher than Dallas. So I would pick him against Crystal Palace, for sure. I'd pick a Leeds defender there. And then, yeah, so those are my picks. So that's Chelsea, Tottenham, Arsenal, Leeds. Those are my picks at the back. Let's move over into the midfield. I already spoke about Son. I've got Zaha, possibly, even though he's playing Leeds, which I've just pumped up for the defense. But Zaha has done really well this season. I wouldn't transfer him in, though, for this fixture, because Leeds is pretty tough. Yes, they conceded four against Leeds, but it was kind of just them being naive. It wasn't really because, I mean, and Leicester were really good as well. So, and Crystal Palace don't really attack well. It's more of a Zaha show. If Zaha shows up, then he can do something. But yeah, I've earmarked Zaha as a potential hole there. Since, you know, if assuming Leeds concedes like they did against Leicester. I've got a far chance for KDB against Liverpool.
Interesting.
Only because Man City does well at home in big games, and when De Bruyne, especially when De Bruyne is playing. And keep in mind that Gabriel Jesus is back. So they now finally have a focal point, mm-hmm. which helps how City attacks. You know, it'll help
is
Sterling,
fit,
it'll
do,
help.
Do you think he's good to go for 90 minutes?
Possibly 60. He'll start, but possibly 60. He played 30 minutes in the Champions League, scored as well. So I see him starting, because they've been lacking there, and this is a big game for them. So
sure.
They'll be happy to have him back. Back
is
playing.
Aguero so, back as well? I know Aguero played, but is he fit? What's happening with Aguero?
Did he play in the Champions League?
I don't think he played in the Champions League, but I actually don't know if he played.
I think he's injured.
Is he injured again? Because he had come
yeah,
back.
He got injured a few weeks. Yeah, he got back and then got injured again.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's out. Yeah, he's got a red flag on him. He's out. So yeah. That's so KDB outside chance. And then I've got West Ham against Fulham. So that's I propped them up. They played really well last week against Liverpool. I like Fornals and Bowen. I like Bowen a bit more because he takes set pieces. So, you know, with Suchek lurking in there, he's a big one. So I like him for this game. I might actually buy Jared Bowens for this game week. As I try to get Kane into my team and get some funds. But Antonio is still out with the hammy, so that hinders how they attack for sure. But I still like them for this game. And then Diogo Jota, actually. I've got him. I have a feeling he might start against Man City. And if he has a good game, I foresee him like just being a starter.
Firmino will bench. So who do you think will go central?
Him.
Okay.
Yeah. Either him or Salah, they could choose between the two. Either will work. Because Salah has gone there before.
Mm-hmm.
But they become pretty fluid when that happens, because they don't have like a pivot. They can literally just switch around. Okay. I think let's move on to the forwards. So, yeah. Like I said already, Kane, Kane is an easy one.
Kane's an easy one.
Yeah. Now, an interesting thing. I was looking at the Europa League today, and Chelsea won 3-0, right? And Jorginho was in the game, but Werner took the penalties. So that's one thing to look at, right? So, you know, Timo Werner is now seemingly taking the penalties for Chelsea. If that's so, then that's big, because they had two penalties today and he took them both. So that's one thing to look at. So I've got Werner marked actually for this game because of that.
And with VAR and everything happening in the game, that's key. That could be crucial.
Yes, although they have kind of made it a bit harder to get penalties ever since that flurry of penalties. It's not, yeah, they were overdoing it. So I think they had a talk with the kind of made adjustments there, which is good, I reckon. It was a bit crazy. Next one, Bamford. I think Bamford is necessary for this game week. Against Leicester, he had two chances he should have scored. And I think out of all the cheap strikers, possibly out of all the strikers, I don't know, but out of the cheap ones for sure, he gets the most chances created for. Okay. And he has the most shots in the box. So, you know, even...
Do you like him more than Wilson?
For this game week, yes, absolutely. So Wilson, I like him in home games. In fact, I love him in home games. Away is tough, man. It's tough. I don't expect much from him this week. You know, a big decision I need to make is who I'm selling to get Kane in. Because I have a choice between Calvert-Lewin, Wilson, or Bamford. So I need to choose there. That's something I'm going to sleep on. It's a tough one. The easy one would be DCL. But DCL also, because I got him early, you know, he'll cost me. I'll sell him for 7.4, and I can only get him back for 7.7. So that's what I'm worried about. And they're playing Fulham next week, so that's why it's a difficult decision for me. That's gonna be tough. But that's okay. I'll have to think about that. And so, which brings me to the last attacking option, which is Wilson again. Now Vardy was amazing against Leeds, so he's also a guy I'm looking at. It's just that he's playing Wolves, man. Wolves is very shrewd at the back, so that's why I don't necessarily like him for this game. But if you have him, keep him, obviously, because Wolves at home, then yeah, there's no chance. But Wolves away, you can definitely nick something, but don't expect, you know, two goals or something. Might not even get anything. Who's your captain choice this week?
Tough. I'm thinking of a Spurs player.
Has to be.
I'm thinking of Son, actually, for captain.
Yeah.
But it's tough because they're both going to be involved. Harry Kane's assisting quite a bit this season.
Yes. Assisting Kane, assisting Son, sorry.
Yeah, so I'm looking at Son right now, but
yeah, I'm
sleep
you.
On it. But he's right now in the lead for who I'm thinking of captain. Who do you have?
Yeah, I'm with you there. I've got Son for the reasons you just stated. You know, Kane is assisting Son, and goals are worth more than assists, especially for a midfielder. So, and like I already said, West Brom, horrible defending from the right side, which is where, you know, Son will be operating from. And I already explained the whole Reguilon bombing forward, leaving a one-on-one for Son, which he'll eat them up. So yeah, that's my take for this week, man.
Yeah, tough. I mean, lots of decisions, I think, for people to make. City, Liverpool this week, right?
Yep.
Any captain choices there? Would you risk that, or would you stay away from that game?
No, not with Spurs playing West Brom.
With you.
That's just shooting yourself in the foot. Even if nothing happens, just don't regret captaining Spurs against West Brom.
I'm with you 100%. Yeah, I think that's it. I think we're good for the week.
All right, thank you guys for joining us. All the best with your decisions this week. You know, I'm still gonna sleep on it. You know, like last week, I was telling the people that I was about to when the week was starting, I was about to sell DCL and Sterling for Zaha and Kane, and I was so glad that I didn't end up doing it. Because that would have cost me quite a bit of points for no reason.
Exactly.
Minus eight, actually.
Would have been quite expensive.
And Calvert-Lewin ended up scoring. Yeah.
Yes.
So I was happy with that. And Zaha did nothing. All right. So, yeah, all the best, man. Hopefully easy, man. You need to start picking up. Hopefully the decisions you make help with that.
I do, hopefully. Hopefully. I'm hoping for... a good return from my Spurs players. I think for me it's gonna be down to what I do with Rashford. I think that will be key to my comeback, because he is sort of an outlier in my team, and I don't know if he's gonna really.
Are you thinking of getting rid of him this week?
I don't know. I'm gonna sleep on it.
Who would it be for?
You know, that's the thing, is who could I bring in? But it would probably be a City defender. I mean midfielder.
Against Liverpool.
I would like the odds of a City midfielder against Liverpool more than Rashford against Everton, with the way United are playing, to be honest. But we're going in as underdogs. We tend to do well when we're underdogs, but we're just not playing well in the league. So lots of things for me to think about. I really don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to have to...
Yeah.
I think that's going to be where the difference comes in. Because I think right now, everyone has a Spurs forward, and it's going to cancel out. Everyone has Salah as well. Everyone has Calvert-Lewin. So Rashford, what I do with Rashford is... That's going to be the differentiator for me. Do I stick with him? Do I go with the City player?
Let's see what happens. I wouldn't be mad if you stuck with him. Let's see what happens. Because, you know, Everton haven't really been good themselves. And they don't have Seamus Coleman on the right flank, which is where Rashford plays. So you might just have a good game.
Cool. Let's close this out.
All right, let's wrap this up. Thank you guys for joining us. All the best with this week. These are our fantasy football amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Peace.